Blog Talk Radio.
Sasa Vildir, Saka Fed, come start. That's right, TPV listeners. Jump up, jump up. This is your Caribbean pepper pot. From Barbados to Dominica, from our motherland Africa to France, parlez-vous François, as we worship with music. Stay tuned for more of Niece's Touch and be blessed.
What's good, radio family? It's your boy, The Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Blessings, family. This is Pastor Christopher Newton. We are celebrating our fourth year of ministry. And we're going to do it big by having a 2015 Nissan Altima car raffle. Yes, that's right. It's only a $30 donation. So get your name drawn in. And on July 4th, Independence Day, we're going to announce the winner of our raffle on Facebook Live at TPV Ministries. And walk with us. Let's go.
Yes, yes, yes. Good evening, family and friends and TPV Network listeners. This is the one and only Caribbean Pepper Pot. I know I was missing in action. I was sick. Kids were sick. Everybody got sick. You know, but guess what? I'm back. I'm only for an hour tonight, but I am back. First of all, like always, I'd like to thank TPV listeners for supporting us. You know, this is our fourth year in ministry, you know, and I like to give thanks and praise, first of all, to the Father above, you know, thank him for blessing us to bring you guys the gospel, and thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us, you know, once as we give the gospel. So tonight, of course, I'm going to give the nugget of the night, and it's, our deserve is God idea. I'm sorry. What God made us to desire, our desire is God's idea. What God made us to desire, and therefore what we do desire if we admit it, is exactly what he promised to those who follow Jesus Christ, a resurrected life and a resurrected body with a resurrected Christ and a resurrected earth. Our desires correspond precisely to God's plan. It is not what we want. It is not that we want something. So we encourage in wishful thinking that what we want exists. It's the opposite. The reason we want is precisely because God has a plan for it to exist. Resurrect people living in a resurrect universe is our idea. It's God's idea. So, you know, basically God have a plan for us. You know, I mean, everything that happened in life it happens for a reason. That's just my belief, you know. It doesn't happen because we make a mistake or we make the wrong choice. Sometimes it could be that, but it's because God already written our life. He already written everything for us. Whether it's a mistake for us to make or not, you know, he has written our life. And me personally, I would take every mistake that I make it my strength. And the reason to that, why I make it my strength, is because that when it becomes my strength, nobody can take my strength away from me beside God, first of all. You know, so when I make it my strength, it is my strength. I owned it. It is my strength. So when you make that mistake and you make that mistake, your strength, nobody can't take it from you. You get wiser where, you know, that you don't want to make the same mistake again. So, you know, you make it your business not to make that mistake, you know. Be observant to your surroundings. Sometimes, you know, we make mistakes because we don't pay attention. We're not observant to our surroundings. So simple things like that, you know, you just got to keep your eye out, keep your eye open. And everything that we do, you know, it's for a reason. It's for a reason. Like I said, you know, God don't give us more than we can handle because he know our strength before we even know our strength. So, you know, I just want to talk about God who has a plan for us. And I'm going to get into that more after I play this song because I'm only on for an hour tonight. So I'm going to play some music and then I'm going to come back and we're going to talk a little bit. Tonight I'm going to do a little bit more talking than anything else. So we're going to talk about God, what God's plan has for us. And I'm going to give you guys 8 keys to knowing God's will for your life. Not my life, but your life. You know, the life that God has given us. So let's get into this music and then I'll come right back. And we're going to talk about 8 keys to what God's plan is for our life.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made.
What can't you do, Jesus? Somebody said, name upon
Family and friends, like he said, everything in life could double once, you know, you keep your faith and you believe in the Father above, you know, he can make everything possible and he is able to move any situation that we have in our life. You know, you just got to keep that faith, keep that uplift in him. You know, like I said, tonight my show is just an hour. I'll try to be back on tomorrow morning if possible. But for right now, you know, I'm doing an hour tonight, you know, so you're listening to the TPV Radio Network. This is your Caribbean Pepper Pot, and I am your host, Niece. So let's talk about some plans and will that God has for your life, you know. I mean, some of us, they say we forgot, we walking with God, but how truly we walk in that walk with God? You know, you have to walk with God and develop a relationship with him. You need to cultivate relationship with God. You need to get to know him, you know, and not just about him. Because we could sit down and we could know anything about God according to what people say or according to what other Christians say. But, you know, we need to cultivate ourselves by spending time in his words, you know, prayers and study groups, you know, picking up the Bible and just reading the Bible for yourself and getting to know who he is, who our Father is, who is the Messiah, who is the I Am. We need to get to know him and not just by what people saying. You know, you go to church, you listen to the pastors and stuff and hear what they got to say, but how much of us really come home and pick up the Bible and view them verses for ourselves, understand what we learn in church today, you know, and just get to know God for ourselves, but not through other people, you know, for ourselves. It's all about picking up the Bible, family and friends. Pick up the Bible and get to know who your Father is. You know, you got to surrender your will to God. You must be committed to do what he has desired for you to do, but not what John, Tim, Jane, Harry, all of them want you to do. You got to surrender your will to God, because, you know, his way is the right way. So you got to surrender and be committed. Be committed to his desires, not our desires. You know, you have to be obey and be ready for what God has for us. You know, be ready for what he has for us, because every darkness have a light, and he would shine us, you know, he would show us through that shining light. He would show us that path of where to go to that light, to our righteousness, you know. Seek godly input, not just what people tell you, everybody tell you could be right, you know, either me, myself, not what I'm telling you could be right, but if you want to know what's right, pick up the Bible. Seek that godly input. You know, people that living a life and walking and walking, not just saying that they're walking and walking, hey, I walk in the walk of Christ, and this is what the Bible says, and this is what. Example, the Holy Bible and the Jehovah's Bible, it's different. It's different. So you know, whatever religion you in, that's what I want to say. Whatever religion you in, pick up that Bible, study the Bible, study, get to know his words, but not the words that other people is telling you. Pay attention to how God wired you. All of us are different. All of us is unique. He wired us in different ways for different reasons. We all, family and friends, have a purpose here in life. You know, he just made us and slapped us here on earth and said, that's what part you will be. That's what part I put you. No. Seek, pay attention, and seek your purpose. See why, you know, he created you. What role you have in this world. Listen to God's spirit. Sometimes we need to shut up. I'm a talker. Sometimes I have a hard time doing that. But sometimes we need to just shut up and listen. Listen to what God is trying to tell you, tell me, tell us. You know, we got to listen. Listen to what he's saying. Sometimes we just talk. Sometimes our mind just going, but we don't take or try to shut down and take that moment of silence for what God is telling us. Listen to your heart. Listen to that spirit. I also recommend listening to your heart. You got to listen to your heart and see what your heart is telling you, what that spirit is telling you. So listen, be humble, be quiet, you know. God don't put us in circumstances, or he don't put circumstances and obstacles in our life. Everything that he put in our life is for a reason, because he have a plan for our life. He already made that plan for our life. So we just got to humble ourselves and just relax, take that deep breath, step back, and listen to what God, you know, is telling us. Most of us Christians truly desire to understand God's plan for our life. But how do we discover God's plan? You got to be humble. You got to listen. You got to walk that walk with God. You got to build that relationship with him. Get to know him, not about him. You got to surrender your will. This is how we know what God has for our life. These are some of the things that you just got to listen to that spirit and just step back ourselves and follow the guidance that he's putting in our lives for us to walk. You know, first you have to understand God's will through his word. So it's all going back into listening, reading the Bible. His word is in the Bible. Those are his words. So we have to read the Bible to understand God's word, because God's word is perfect. And we could discover his plan for our life through our study of it, knowing his words. You know, our scriptures is God breath, and it's useful to teaching and rebuking, correcting and training in righteousness, people. You know, it ain't just put there for nonsense. It's put there for a reason. For we, a man of God, may be truly equipped for good walk in our walk, but it's good walk. God walk is good walk. We have to better understand his plan for our life by closely following him. Follow him closely. Keep him to not just our heart, but our soul. We got to keep him near, because if we don't, guess what? The devil will always come after you. He will always come after you, family and friends. He will always, the devil will always be our war. But guess what? God will help us fight that battle. And we must win that war, because we're living in righteousness. It don't matter who you is and what you're doing right now in life. You could always repent. You could always receive God. He has a promise for us. He made that promise for us. God's mercy to offer your body, our bodies of a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to us. This is your spiritual act of worship, people. Not to conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind, and then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, his pleasing, and his perfect will. We will dedicate our life to God and turn away from the principle to hear from God, not to hear from our neighbors, not to hear from our preachers, but to hear from God himself. We have to listen to what he's trying to tell us through the Spirit, to the Holy Spirit. If we don't shut up, we don't listen, how are we going to know? How are we going to understand what he's trying to tell us? Living sacrifice, to give, is God's plan. It is God's plan. It is God's will that we should avoid sexual immortality, that each of us should learn to control our own body in a way that is holy and honorable and that is not in passionate lust. We are human to the end of the day. Yes, we all make mistakes. But you got to know yourself to control yourself. If you know you don't have that self-control, ask God. This ask and it shall be given. But be careful what you ask for. You have to ask for the right things. Think before you speak. Think before you ask. God will punish those who sin. It says so. If we sin, we shall be punished. He warned us to many different things. The flood that Noah had to build the ark, that was a punishment for disobedience. We didn't obey. God did not call us to be impure, but to live a holy life, family and friends. If you don't want to go to heaven, that's on you. But I know I want to go to heaven. I want that eternal life. My body is my temple, but I'm looking farther for where my soul could stand, and I want to be there with God. You could discover God's plan through prayers. Believers, as believers, we could believe that anything is possible through God, and to say so, and through him, anything is possible. He is able. You have to stand firm and in the will of God. It takes time for us to mature, to get to know him, but read your Bible. Every time you read the Bible, you get something different from it. You could read that verse 20 times, and 20 times when you read that verse, 20 times that verse will tell you something different. God can also, we could pray. We could also pray for God to reveal his plan to others, not just for ourselves, but to others. Sometimes we have to keep people in prayers. Because sometimes they try to do harm against us. But we just have to keep them in prayers and for God to show them the way, for God to show him their will. We got to ask God sometimes for that. Sometimes we have to ask God, whatever going on in their life, whatever sin fall upon them, God, rebuke it. I ask you to rebuke it in your name. Sometimes you've got to pray for a person. Sometimes you've got to get on your knees and not just pray for you, but pray for somebody. Sometimes God reveals and confirms his plans for us through other means. Personal stuff, relationships, dreams. Sometimes people think dreams is evil. No, sometimes God reveals his plan for us. Not just our plan, but he could reveal other plans for other people through us. Through our dreams. Come on, family and friends. Wake up. Smell the coffee. This pepper pot cooking. This pepper pot going. I am fire tonight. Because, sometimes we don't believe in what God can do for us. Sometimes we lose that faith. Sometimes, that little piece of negativity that you have in mind, you're just giving a devil an entrance to enter your life. To enter your life, to destruct it. Because that's all he's about. Destructing your life. But once you keep God close, it's going to be a battle. But guess what? We will win that war. Ain't no war that we can't win once we have God on our side. You know, draw near to God, people. Draw near. Ain't nobody else that you want to draw near to besides Him. He is the Almighty. He is the Father. He is the I Am. He is the one and only. So if you don't want God in life, in your life, then who else you want in your life? Guess who you harboring in your life if you don't want God in your life? That's all the devil waiting for, family and friends. Wake up. Wake up. Look around us. See what's happening in this world that we live in, that we call home. But guess what? This ain't our final home. God have a plan for us, and it's to be on His side. We are His children. We are His children, family, and friends. So just wake up and smell that coffee. See what's going on. See what's going on around you. Turn on your TV. What are you seeing? Violence and destruction. You know, we as human beings killing each other for nonsense. We talking down each other. We jealous each other. Why? If you want something that somebody else has, work as hard as them that for it, as like how they work for it. Ain't nothing nobody can do that you can't do. Anything anybody in this world could do, you could do. We are the same human being. Work hard for you what you want. Give God that time and praise Him for the accomplishments and the things that He has given you, because we do it on our own. We do it on our own. With God, we were able to do it because He was able to put it in our life that we could do it. So, you know, don't stand dry. Don't let your pepper pot burn. You know you got to stir it. You know you got to add your water. You know you got to add your okra. It's like pepper pot. And that's why my show name, Caribbean Pepper Pot, because it's a mixture of culture that this pepper pot comes from. And it's different things that you put in this pepper pot to call it a pepper pot. Besides the pepper, you get your okra, you get your spinach, you get your ham, you get your ham hocks. You know, you have different ingredients. The last thing you want to drop in that pot is the pepper. Everything else is, nothing in this world was built in one day. And the Bible says it took 7 days to build this world. If you know where your weakness is, make it your strength. Build that strength into your weakness. Nobody can take your strength away from you. Build it. Build you. Build yourself first before you build your family. Because once you gain that strength, you can strengthen your family. And once you strengthen that family, you keep your faith in God. And you show your family how to praise God, how to get down on your knees and say your prayers, how to open the Bible and read the Bible and know what they're reading. Ain't nobody could protect that against you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Come on, family. You know, I'm going to play some more music, and I'm going to come back and give you the health food tip of the night and the medical tip of the night. I have 27 minutes more. Once again, you're listening to me, Mrs. Touch. I am your host, Niece. You're listening to TPV Radio Network. Right now we're broadcasting on Black Talk Radio, but you could catch us also on Airtime Pro, where we have our 24-hour radio station going. Please continue to support us in everything that we do. You know, we here at TPV Radio Network, we put God first and leave the rest, because without Him, nothing is possible. And once you put Him first, everything is possible. So, you know, that's what we do here. You know, we thank you guys once again for loving what we do to bring it to you guys. You know, we believe in one thing, and that's the Father above. No, so I'm going to play this song, Blessings After Blessings, because once you believe in God, that song will come your way, Blessings After Blessings. Once again, thank you so much for listening. We're going to continue 26 minutes to closing. Thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight.
Boy, for a blessing over me, yeah, keep it flowing, flowing, flowing. Just keep it flowing, flowing, flowing. Blessing after blessing, and nothing can hold it back. Watch it for me, oh yes it will be. Me nah go make them feel my joy, feel my joy, feel my joy. A blessing for you, and a blessing for me. Blessing after blessing, and nothing can hold it back. Watch it for me, oh yes it will be. Me nah go make them feel my joy, feel my joy. A blessing for you and a blessing for me. God's Him promised to provide everything my heart desires, as long as
So I'll bless his holy name, cause his promises remain forever and ever. Don't make nobody trick you. Blessings flowing over here like a bonfire. Don't make nobody trick you. From the river of the living water, drink it up, never thirst again. No, this will never stop flowing from my father, and my vessel will be full to the sky, like an overflowing hill. A place where all
is joy and peace. Hear to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed Redeemer, sent from the heart. For thee, dear to the heart of
yes, family and friends, I am back, I am back, I am back. So I'm going to give you the food health tip of the night and the medical tip of the night. So tonight's food tip, let me grab my book, because it's not what me said, it's what the book says. So you could also find my food tip on my page under Shanice Newton. I do post the a food tip of the day, not every day, every other 2 days. And I also just give you, you know, the outlines of the health food tip and stuff like that. So you could also catch my health food tip on my page. You know, you could visit us too on our page, the Samus Boy. You could visit us there, too, and you could follow us. So tonight we're going to talk about raspberries, family and friends. The food health tip of the night is raspberries. It said, pack with vitamin C, fiber, and antioxidants to protect the heart. Raspberries are one of the most nutritious fruits, family and friends. So it's high in antioxidants activity. It may help provide, you know, vascular veins. One portion contains approximately half a day recommended intake of vitamin C. High in fiber to control high bad cholesterol, family and friends. So if you have high cholesterol, but it's the bad cholesterol, because, you know, we have the good and the bad cholesterol. So if you have bad cholesterol, you know, raspberry is good, too, to help control that, because it's high in fiber. You know, and anything high in fiber is, you're constipated, too, family and friends. You know, anything high in fiber could help you poop. Like I tell my kids, poop, you know. So just keep some raspberry close, you know. It's good with vitamin C's, you know. You could get that vitamin C. You know, we get the vitamin D from the sun. So vitamin C, you know, vitamin D actually helps level the vitamin C. So, you know, too much vitamin C could affect the bones too, but with the vitamin D from the sun helps control it. So we're going to talk about our medical tip of the night. We're going to talk about heartburn. No, I'm sorry. I am so sorry. It's not heartburn. Ingrown toenail. I'm sorry. So for those that ingrown toenail digs into the skin next to the side of the nail. You know, it's that nail that sometimes batter off to the side. The most common site is the big toe, and other toes and fingernails can be affected. Signs and symptoms. The following occur on one or both sides of the nail. Redness, tenderness, discomfort, or pain. Treatment, self-care treatments. Most ingrown nails, sometimes your doctor or your foot doctor may have to remove part of the toenail. Causes, clipping a toenail too sharp, the corners can penetrate the skin as the nail grow out. Jamming your toes, mean banging your toes, hitting your toes against something, that could cause ingrown toenails too. Wearing shoes or socks that fit too tight, having wider than average toenail. So those are that like to wear shoes that in your size, it could cause you to get ingrown toenail as well. Prevention. Cut the toenail straight across. Don't cut the toenail shorter than the side. Don't cut the toenail side shorter than the middle. File the toenails if they're sharp after clipping them. Wear shoes and socks that fit well. So wear your size, family and friends. Wear your size. Self-care. Soak your foot in warm water, soapy water, 5 to 10 minutes, 1 to 3 times a day. Wear with the tip of the toenail of a file, gently lift the toenail away from the reddened skin at the outer corners. Soak a small piece of cotton in antiseptic. Place it just under the outer corners if you can. Repeat the previous 3 steps daily until the toenail begins to grow correctly and the pressure is relieved. Wear roomy shoes during this time. Wear your size shoes, family and friends. So that was my medical tip and health tip of the night. So, you know, like I was saying earlier, family and friends, you know, just give it out to God. You know, he would take us out of any situation that we're going through that, you know, we think it's too hard or too much of a burden for us, he could lift it off of us. So there's nothing in life that we're going through or we go, you know, think we're going through that God can't fix. You know, he could fix anything that we're going through. So, you know, you just have to draw close and keep close to him because the devil always knocking on our door. And, you know, he always trying to take the good things away from us and make it the bad things in our life. So, again, thank you. Once again, you're listening to TTV Radio Network here on Black Talk Radio right now. But, again, you could listen to us on our 24-hour radio station with Airtime Pro. You know, you could follow us on Facebook as well, TPV Reloaded, TPV, anything on TPV. You can find us on Facebook, and you can follow us. Once you click like, you will continue to follow us through everything that we have. We're going to continue with some music here to end the night. You know, we have 10 minutes to close in once again. Thank you for tuning in and listening to us. You know, we're going to keep this pepper pot boiling as we continue with some music.
And my soul
has got to move.
Family, it's your boy, the Psalmist Voice. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is now 24/7. That's right, and you can download us right now on the TuneIn app. You can take us on all your mobile devices. Tell your friends, tell your mama and them. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network is back with a vengeance for the Lord. And yes, new talent to come. A lot of big things are happening. So keep it locked on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. And always, always remember, walk with us, family. Let's go!
Blessings, family. This is Pastor Christopher Newton. We are celebrating our fourth year of ministry, and we're going to do it big by having a 2015 Nissan Altima car raffle. Yes, that's right. It's only a $30 donation. So get your name drawn in, and on July 4th, Independence Day, we're going to announce the winner of our raffle on Facebook Live at PPV Ministries. And walk with us. Let's go.
Yes, family and friends, it's about that time that the pepper pot's soon over. So I'm going to leave you guys with a Dear God and then close out with Satisfy with Jesus. It says, the Lord will fulfill his promise for me, your love. O Lord, endures forever. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. So once again, you know, God have a plan for us, family. So, you know, I mean, sometimes you have to seek that plan, but you have to stay strong in that faith. And you got to stay strong in God, you know, because he is the Almighty. He is the I Am. He is the Messiah. So once again, family and friends, thank you for tuning in and listening in tonight. You know, you could tune in tomorrow again. I will be on live and direct tomorrow morning. And, you know, once again, thank you guys. And I'm closing out tonight with Satisfied with Jesus.
I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. I am satisfied with Jesus. Lord, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied with Jesus in my heart. Hey, yeah, you can't make me doubt him. No, you can't make me doubt him. Oh, you can't make me doubt him in my heart. Oh, no, you can't make me doubt him. No, you can't make me doubt him. Oh, you can't make me doubt him in my heart. Ooh, I got the love of Jesus. I got the love of Jesus. Oh, I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I got the love of Jesus. Hey, I got the love of Jesus. Hey, I got the love of Jesus in my heart. Oh, I'm satisfied with Jesus. I'm satisfied with Jesus. I am satisfied.